the question concerning the verse 12, so how it says he's beautiful or has beautiful eyes and is a handsome appearance. Doesn't it say similar things about Saul? And I was wondering why if we were talking about before how the outward appearance is not right to judge by, but like, why would it say this for David if we just discussed about the outward appearance?
Good question. That's a good question. And a child of God will never take second best because he has waited upon the Lord. This whole, keep that in your mind. You won't get something less. I don't know what she will look like. I don't know what he will look like. But he or she or whatever that decision is, it will be absolutely the best for you in your circumstances where you are if you wait on the Lord. Yes, he was a beautiful, if you want to say it. He was a lot of good things about his appearance. But the great thing was he was the Lord's choice for the moment.
There's one more reason why it says that his eyes were beautiful. As it says in one of the Gospels, the eye is the window to the soul, if I remember correctly. If there's light, then the eyes will be bright. If there's darkness, then you can tell. And I have a question. When it says he's keeping the sheep, is that a picture of the Lord Jesus? Because the Lord Jesus is called the Good Shepherd.
Yeah, I think that is true, that we see in type that David is a picture of the Lord who is the Good Shepherd. He certainly keeps his sheep. I'd like to suggest that the other difference between Saul and David is found in the latter part of verse 12. Arise, anoint him, for this is he. This is the one that God wanted to bring in, a man who is after the heart of God, the one that he had his hand upon. And as Brother Chuck said, very often in life there are two choices. And we have to ask the Lord for help to discern which is the one after the flesh and which is the one that God wants to bring in. So David is the man. He is the one. Arise, he says, anoint him, for this is he. And then Samuel, who is the servant of the Lord, he takes the horn of oil. He anoints him in the midst of the people. You see, Saul was in the front, the head of the people. But here is David, who is in the midst of his people. It's the place and type that the Lord takes amongst us. It is true that he leads the sheep. We follow him. But the place of honor is really in the midst of the people. It is the preeminent place. And so David is the one that takes that place. And what happens? The Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day onward. And you know, this last sentence, Samuel rises up. In a sense, his work is complete in this regard, because now it's the man that God wants to bring in. And he is installed, he is anointed. The Spirit of God now is going to take this man up. And this is what we want for ourselves, young people, to be in the right place, to have the Spirit of God active in our lives, leading us. And Samuel the prophet, he can go home to Ramah, where the altar is, where he's in communion. He has done what the Lord wants. And we want to be in this place as David and as a Samuel, where we can, in our homes, enjoy that communion with the Lord.
One last verse I'd like to read about David. It's in Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Which is pointing to David's young, as they describe him, and yet no one looks down on him.
Well, dear young people, the time is gone. What a wonderful time. John, did you have something you wanted to say before we close? When we go home, when we go back again, we'll find many times when we have to say to ourselves, Lord, Now help me that I have learned the lesson of Samuel, that I have learned the value of prayer, that I have learned that the Lord supports those who follow his word. So we thank you. We want to pray for you in the year that's ahead, and we want you to pray for us for these readings as we go forward.